listening to this thing that I happened on this on YouTube.
Known for introspective lyrics, okay. Studio experimentation.
I'm not knocking any of these guitar players.
Heavy, extravagant shows, but their sound wouldn't be the same without Gilmour.
Yeah, that's great. No way does this guitar solo rank higher than Page or Hendrix, and no way does Page rank higher than Hendrix. And I'm talking about those guitar solos. I know they'll probably say, I know it's a better guitar player, but that didn't take but solo.
Success.
Who compiled this goddamn list?
Do you agree with our list?
Fuck no. Wait.
If you didn't see your pick, be sure to check out our top 10 guitar rock instrumentals list.
No, I'm going to be rearranging my fucking sock drawer that day, so. Jesus H. Christ, did you hear that? That was an abomination. That was a fucking abomination. First of all, let me just begin. Ritchie Blackmore doesn't belong. I don't know, are they talking about rock and roll? What do you call a great guitar solo? What exactly are you saying how many different notes are used? The combination of those notes? What are you talking about? First of all, Freebird, as much as I enjoyed Lynyrd Skynyrd, that guitar solo is this. Is that great guitar work, I ask you? That's all that fucking solo is. Now let's move along to what the fuck was that just? Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's Ritchie Blackmore fans. I don't know from Ritchie Blackmore, to be perfectly honest with you. I liked a couple of songs he did. In retrospect, because I played a lot of that music on the radio, I will hear Man on the Mountain. I'll go, oh, wow. Man on the Silver Mountain. I'll go, wow, that was a cool song. But at the time, there was so much else happening. So Blackmore and Lynyrd Skynyrd, I don't know. Anyway, Clapton, of course, he's a great guitar player. People say, well, they're not talking about great guitar players. They're talking about great guitar solos. All right, so then if you take Brian May's solo in Bohemian Rhapsody, which probably he wrote, and I mean musically, because it sounds like something that was written. And then you're looking at the notes and you're playing them. See, here's what I think a great guitar solo is. Is the same thing that a great trumpet solo is, a great drum solo is. It's an improvised solo. It's improvised on the spot. It's created on the spot. And that's what a great guitar solo is. That's what solos are. Going back to the days of jazz, that's what a goddamn fucking solo was. Go ahead, take it, man. The cat would just, he would fly. He would improvise. He would blow and just, keep blowing until he just blew. Drum solo. What do you think a drum solo is? It's an improvised performance. So, I'm not a musician, and I'm sitting here, I'm talking to you, and I shouldn't be, saying these things. I'm just telling you from my opinion. You can disagree with me all you goddamn want, but I have too many fucking conversations with people. Like, I had this conversation on Facebook, John Bonham versus Ginger Baker. This is us old-timers now. And everybody, because they're such Led Zeppelin fans, because they remember dropping fucking Quaaludes to a Zeppelin song while they sat in a fucking car in the parking lot at high school, they thought John Bonham was a better... No, John Bonham will never be a better drummer than Ginger Baker. Never. He's dead. Ginger Baker might as well be. I don't know. I shouldn't say that's probably a bad thing to say. But, never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever, never. But, when you engage in a debate on Facebook, you're opening yourself. You're wandering into the arena with a bunch of dumb shits who are remembering their fondest dreams whacking off to a Led Zeppelin song, and they automatically believe that John Bonham's... No, he wasn't. John Bonham was great for that band. He was... I'll tell you one thing. Led Zeppelin was produced phenomenally. I think they were the first band to mic the drums the way they did. I mean, I never heard drums as present, on a record as when I heard it with Led Zeppelin. But anyway, I digress. Bonham's not a better drummer than Ginger Baker. I don't give a shit how many fucking people on Facebook tell me that I'm stupid, and I don't get it, Oh, yeah, I don't get it. But on any given night, is Bonham better than Ginger Baker? Fuck, I don't know. Probably not. Because I don't think he had a basic instincts that Ginger Baker had. Didn't have any real jazz instinct. He didn't have, in other words, any, I don't know, counter tempo and all that shit that drummers, that the really great drummers know. I didn't hear any of that from John Bonham. I heard a great rock and roll drummer. But anyway, they're talking here about guitar solos. So I don't have the list in front of me. I was just listening to it in horror along with you. I could go back and look here, but they started out with Blackmore, and then Clapton was there, and they had Duane Allman in there. Duane Allman's a great guitar player, but, you know, which guitar solo are we talking about? But I would put Duane Allman, I don't know, man. I mean, One Way Out, just that little fucking solo in One Way Out. It's a goddamn great slide guitar solo, better than fucking Comfortably Fucking Numb, in my opinion. Because, again, I judge it this way. Was the solo improvised, or was it, you know, a written, structured, you know, note-by-note rendition of something? Hotel California? This is an argument that has had down through the ages. And I make the mistake of saying, is he a better guitar player than this guy? The greatest guitar player that I ever heard was Jimi Hendrix, okay. And I know that probably, you know, rubs a few people the wrong way. I know one guy that it would rub the wrong way, Frank Zappa, who told me in an interview that he felt he was as good a guitar player as Jimi Hendrix. And the only difference between him and Hendrix was that Hendrix fucked his guitar on stage and Frank didn't fuck his guitar. So, and that's a valid, you know, I mean, there's a lot of performance there in Hendrix's. But he's still the greatest. And then the next greatest guitar player that I ever fucking heard was not Eric Clapton. Okay, and it wasn't Jimmy Page. It was Mike Bloomfield of the Butterfield Blues Band. I never fucking heard a guitar player, you know, who was any of the rock guitar players. And Bloomfield was not really a rock and roll guitar player. He was a rhythm and blues and jazz player. But I suppose he could play rock and roll if he had to. So we got Hendrix, then we got Bloomfield. Two Americans, by the way. And then I'm fucking around. It doesn't matter. I know. And then you can talk about Clapton. Those are the big three for me. And then you can go to, see, who the hell else was having? I'm like completely brain dead here. See, I don't, you know, Brian May of Queen, it just never enters my mind that because I don't hear a guy that is jamming. You know, I hear just a dude that's playing really well. I mean, he plays a great guitar. You know, is he soloing really the way one would think of guitar solos? I don't know. I guess you could put Jimmy Page up there. I guess you'd have to put Jimmy Page up there, because if you didn't, people would scream and yell at you. And the only goddamn Slash. What are they kidding with that Slash? No. I'm sure he's a great guy and he's a good guitar player. No. That was one of the top solos. Give me a fucking break. That band barely had any great songs. It was a fun band. It was a party band. It was a band for the moment. It was like the 80s Lynyrd Skynyrd. That was Guns N' Roses. That was the Lynyrd Skynyrd of the 80s. Let's drink a whole lot of fucking whiskey and get on stage and turn it up really loud and, you know, throw up and fall on top of each other. And look at me. I'm all like frustrated. I could give it. I mean, this is. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. But it's funny how you invest all of this energy in the music that you love, and then people come along and shit all over it. No, but it's a lot of fun, isn't it? Randy Rhoads, goddamn great guitar player. And we know that Randy Rhoads was a superior player because the guy was, you know, he was going to quit rock and roll. This is a story told by Ozzy Osbourne. He was going to quit so he could resume his studies of classical guitar. That's what that was his passion. He liked playing rock and roll, but he was ready to leave the band. That's the tragedy of his death, was that, you know, it occurred, I believe, in one of the last tours, if not the last tour, that he was scheduled to participate in. And then he was going to go and study classical. Now, I just thought of something. I don't even know if I'm on the goddamned, if we're on the feed or not. I haven't looked. I just trust that we're on the feed, you know. But, you know, it is. It's a cool, fun thing to do. Yeah, it's cool. I'm trying to think but the big three for me was Hendrix, Bloomfield, Clapton. There sure were a lot of guys that, you know, you definitely want to put up their page. And then there were cats like Mick Taylor, with the Rolling Stones. That guy was a goddamn good guitar player. He left Keith Hartley's band, and I think he played with John Mayall, to be a part of a big-time rock and roll outfit. Mick Taylor played with these blues bands, and he played with some goddamn good musicians, you know, and he... And, you know, and they did that thing, which was, you know, sophisticated, high-end blues, rhythm and blues, jazz, that kind of shit. But fuck it, you know. The dude, the Rolling Stones wanted him, and how do you say no to that? And so he joined the Rolling Stones. And I don't think we heard his best guitar playing with the Stones. I think you heard his best guitar playing with those other groups. But he was a hell of a guitar player. What am I doing here, man? Oh. We're looking for the live feed here. Your guess is as good as mine. You know, it's always a fucking crapshoot. Oh, there we are. There we are. Right. Now, the hockey game on behind me is the championship of the Canadian Hockey League. There's a Canadian Hockey League. It's a junior league. And I'm talking really loud and excited like it's some kind of a big thing. I don't fucking know anything about it other than I knew that it was going to be on today because I was looking to see when the first game of the Stanley Cup is, and that's tomorrow. And I kind of thought to myself, which is the only way you can think, by the way. I wasn't thinking to you, and you know, I thought, well, now, why did the National Hockey League fuck up and schedule the game for Monday? Why not on a weekend? And of course, the answer to that is the NBA owned this weekend. And I follow the NBA so closely, I don't even know who won that goddamn Cavalier-Celtic game. Did they play today? Randall William Rhodes. Santa Monica, California. He was born in 1956. He was only 4 years younger than me? I look at Randy Rhodes, it looks like he's 20 years younger than me. He died in 82. That would have made him 26 years old. I was 30. I had no idea that when I look at him, I just think he's like a cat that's a contemporary of, he's like almost a millennial. He's like forever young, you know. Randy Rhodes would be 61 if he was alive today. So there you have that, man. There's the brutal reality of that. Thank you, Herb. Well, now hold on. I'm looking for the, goddamned, the thing, right? Okay. Maybe an okay. I can hear you. Sports. Boom, boom. Where do we go? Where do we go now? Look at that. Oh, second quarter. The goddamn game's happening. 30-22, Boston. 30-22, Bostonia. Well, then, I think probably the thing to do is to put that bloody goddamn thing on. WNBA. Huh. Hey, Dad.
Yes, son.
WNBA.
Yeah, okay, that's great.
Sorry, Dad, I didn't mean to... I thought you liked it, Dad. I thought you liked it.
I got on Sports Mix now. This is the go-to. Aha! There it is over there in the corner. Where are you, man? Okay. Boom. Oh, I can't use that fucker. God damn it.
I can't see their itch. I need a new remote for this TV. 35-23, Cleveland. What the fuck, man?
How many times did I watch the Lakers play these fucking guys? And I watched that. There go the Celtics down that parquet floor. Dennis Johnson pulls up. Bang. That's a quick shot. How's King James?
Bullshit. Or maybe this is it. Man, that color is really fucked up. Saying this.
Talked and argued for years, trying, they said, to find a way to prevent it. But they failed.
Oh.
No one can be sure who started it.
Kim or
and
Trump.
Really, that is unimportant. It did happen. The Atomic War. It was short, lasted about 48 hours.
Wow.
Within 2 weeks, 92% of the human race had perished to bomb and radiation.
Holy Christ.
Those left, with their birth rate below 1.4 per union, turned to robotic automation devices to help them rebuild their cities and maintain a high standard of living.
1.4.
The first exploratory steps in the development of electronic brains had been taken prior to the Atomic War. These early models were bulky and required large buildings to house them.
Mm.
But they merely needed refining. One of the first steps was the magnetic integrator neuron duplicator. A device 1/100th of the size of a golf ball, which duplicated portions of the human nervous system and carried out learning processes.
This is very dark. I don't know how to brighten this.
Automation was also well on its way. But these too were cumbersome and needed further development before the two elements could be joined in the series R1 robot.
The R1. There it is.
This first robot was quite ungainly, and its functions were limited.
Well, that looks like the Lost in Space did.
Refinements came in rapid succession.
Yeah,
and soon
that's an improvement.
The R20 was capable of all the thought processes and
that's the one that could have children. Yeah. I'm kidding.
However, humans found it psychologically impossible to work side by side with a machine that they had to converse with, and which in most instances could outthink them. Thus it was that Hollister Evans perfected the R21, the first humanoid robot. This story concerns them, the clickers, as they were disparagingly referred to by some humans.
The clickers. You gotta love it, man. I love the atmosphere of this movie. It's like a teleplay or something, like a videotape. Check this out.
All right, let's see your assignment cards. What are you clickers doing out tonight?
We're on free time. We're not obligated to answer.
As the member of the Surveillance Committee of the Order of Flesh and Blood, I demand an answer.
We're going to the temple to be recharged.
I think I'll keep you here till your power runs out. How'd you like that?
I'd have to report such interference to the police.
Release them.
These guys, the Order of Flesh and Blood, these are like the Ku Klux Klan of the future. Although that guy seems reasonable. Release them.
Is that satisfactory, Kragus?
Well, the Order just wants to keep them mindful of their status. You overlooked one little thing, though.
What?
The robot that didn't talk had a forged card.
Forged?
Why?
Well, he can be disassembled for that. Let's pick them up.
I think you ought to be disassembled. How about that, Kragus?
Around the corner, and it's out of bounds for us. They'll get away.
Well, they have to come out. And if they're taking a chance using a forged card, they must be up to something that the Order of Flesh and Blood might be interested in.
The Order of Flesh and Blood.
Woo-hoo!
All right, that's all you get because we're going to be using that. We're going to be using that in our Order of Flesh and Blood. I mean, we're going to be using that. Place your order. Yes, Flesh and Blood, please. You mean you want an Order of Flesh and Blood? I want to be in the Order of Flesh and Blood. We got the wrong fucking restaurant. Check it out. Here's the chick that Kragus falls in love with. She doesn't dig the Order of Flesh and Blood. She thinks they're a bunch of scum-sucking dogs. And Kragus' sister is in rapport with a clicker. I mean, a R, whatever it is, 80. The higher the number, the more advanced, until finally the R100 is one capable that looks, it looks exactly like a human, and it's capable of reproduction. Oh, sorry. Oh, hi. Oh, check it out. There's the temple. This is the mother, father, computer, as they call it. This is where all clickers, humanoids go, or robots, go to get charged. These two are conspiring and talking about what a bunch of fucking assholes humans are. And that other guy, too. Man, what I wouldn't give to put my hands on him. I'd like to take his head clean off. And I could, too, with my strength. I don't know, that's not a good idea. They could have us disassembled. Who gives a flying fuck? You know, you've always been a bit of a pussy, haven't you? R22222. How about getting my goddamn name right? Wait a minute. I sense something's coming. It might be a cat or a dog. When are they going to robotize the pets so that we may someday... I don't know. Who cares? I would like to have a guinea pig. Ah, to hell with it. All right. I'm going to use my hand to just creep up the thing and turn that on in a really creepy-looking way. What in the fuck... Oh, they're getting recharged. Yeah. I like that one. There was a nice little piece of acting there.
The delay was unavoidable. We were stopped by two members of the Surveillance Committee of the Order of Flesh and Blood, and I was questioned.
Is
the duplication satisfactory, Acto?
Acto.
It has to be perfect. The structure is excellent.
So that guy that looks like a human is an R100.
Should be larger.
Oh, not yet.
and he needs a little more hair.
The penis should be larger.
He needs a 1/8 inch mole behind the lobe of the left ear.
Report back to duplication immediately and have the corrections made.
Yes, sir.
And fix the voice, will you, for Christ's sake?
Still alter your decision if this is against your circuits.
My circuits are unoffended.
So they've taken a regular humanoid that looks just like them, and they've improved its looks and made it look like a goddamn real person, and I think it's an R100 and it probably is able to fuck. Or maybe they haven't. Maybe it's an R96. What am I saying? Who knows? Who gives a shit? What time is it? Is it already? Good God, Henry, you've been sitting here wanking. Why, you've been sitting here wanking it. My circuits are unoffended. Oh, man. Okay. Acto. What does he seem to you, Acto? He's acting up, Acto. Ecto. And your last name? Plasm? No shit. No shit. Swear to God. I swear. Would I lie to you? Yeah. Why? You're a robot. And you have no moral code? What? You're a robot, Fred. You have no moral code. Do you believe in God? No. Well, what, you know, do you lie? Every day. Do you lie to me? Yes. Man. Here we go, look at it. Check out the way this starts. Listen to the audio. It's the creepiest fucking audio. It's Chinese or some kind of language. And then it cuts to this. An A-bomb. That was distinctly Asian, wasn't it? And I think it was Korean for, enough of this bullshit. Go ahead and let's pull the trigger on this deal. I gotta use this. I gotta use this with Elcott. I've got to. I got to, man. Hey, dude, what? Don't fuck with me, man. Why is that, I keep getting that bar. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. Go on, get out of here, man. Go. You telling me that this goddamn shit... Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now what are we looking for here, man? I personally am looking for breathe the air. Let's pretend you've got hair. When I'm home feeling tired. No, man. What's the name? Is it breathe? Or is meditation? Yeah. Oh, wait. Cool using this audio from Lovetron. All right, I got that shit. I gotta fucking probably pump it up a little more. Breathe. All right, and the Arbuckle. That's the name of the spirit that bedevils people. I couldn't think of the name. It's the Arbuckle, yeah. And let's see, I got electrical. Yeah. What? Why'd they put a baby in that fucking sound effect is beyond my fucking wildest imaginings. It's the stupidest fucking thing. Overlord Sonny Boy Unger, and Overlord Sonny Boy Unger is with us. Sonny Boy, how are you?
I'm very good. Yeah, I'm real good.
I'm very good. I'm very good. And I'm pleased to be with you. I'm very good. Ed, is that it? Yes, it's Ed Elcott. It's Ed Elcott? Ed Elcott is my name. Now, your name is Ed Elcott. Ed Elcott. I'll thank you to get it right. Please, sir, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me very much when I'm angry. What is today? Tomorrow's the 28th. Adam Carolla, that was the... I did that all last week, too. Okay, so, all right, that's groovy. I'm with it, man. I got this, man.
I got this shit, man.
Okay, that's done. That. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Don't turn. That's electricity, okay? Look, I think when the overlords come in, you just... Well, here come the overlords. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh my God, that's hysterical. That goddamn... Oh, fuck. I mean, come on, man. Every fucking sci-fi in those days had to have that. Oh, why? I guess it gave you the creeps, you know, to hear it. Yeah. But now, and then Don McGowan, you see this name here, Don McGowan? That guy, he had the chiseled good looks of a leading man. He had a really good looking guy. You saw him in the opening scene. Had a great set of pipes. You know, he's saying that one had a forged card. But never got past B-movie status. And frankly, the only movies he ever starred in were horror or science fiction movies. Although he was in a few legitimate, I would say, you know, A-list or A-vehicles. You know, he was always a secondary, but, you know, kind of a bit player. Like, there's one, I think, in that movie Devil's Brigade. It was a war movie. He plays some guy... in a bar that picks a fight with the soldiers. So it's like, you know, three lines in the whole movie. And I think the guy had the, he looked like to me, he could have been like a, you know, a Clint Walker, you know, one of those, or maybe a Forrest Tucker or some shit like that back in the day. I don't know. Or maybe like a, you know, modern day, you know, a Vin Diesel. This guy, Todd McGowan's fucking, you know, racing the streets of L.A. Okay. God damn, Philly. All right, man. I'm good. You good? You good? You good? You good? I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. You good? You good? You good? I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Hey, sports fans, fun fans, comedy fans, if you like this show, then check out the Adam Carolla Show every weekday on Podcast One. Adam Carolla, the Ace Man, he still holds the title of the number one daily downloaded podcast on the planet Earth, Jack, and he complains about whatever's on his mind, and he's also got his celebrity pals like Drew Pinsky and Doug Benson and others who hang out with him and also share in those complaints. You got to check out the Adam Carolla Show. I'm going to do this again. Hey, if you like this show, hey, if you like my show, and I hope you do, I know you're going to like the Adam Carolla Show every weekday on Podcast One. The Ace Man still holds the title of the number one daily downloaded podcast on the planet Earth, as he complains about whatever's on his mind with his celebrity pals like Drew Pinsky, Doug Benson, and others. Well, check out the... Hey,